This audio commentary is for the activity called Distribution Maker. Look for the box that says Free Choice. Clicking the down arrow beside that box will show a menu of distributions. Pick Roll One Die and then click Generate Numbers several times. The blue panel on the right shows a sample of 100 rolls of a single die or dice. Keep clicking Generate Numbers to get a fresh sample of 100 throws. Next, notice the graphical display. Click Hide Sample to see only the yellow probability distribution. Now notice the bottom row of numbers, all 0.167, the decimal equivalent of 1/6. The top row shows 1 to 6, the possible dice scores, and the middle line is the actual frequency from 100 for the current sample. Click Generate Numbers again to see that sample change. Now notice how those numbers are represented on the graphical display, gold for frequencies below expectation and pink for frequencies higher than expected. But expectation is not prediction. The probability distribution is our most intelligent or reasonable guess of frequency proportion before the event. The actual frequency proportion will vary because dice roll randomly. Select another distribution. This time, instead of roll one die, select total of two dice. The distribution runs from 2 to 12, double 1 to double 6. In 100 rolls of 2 dice, we see that the distribution of frequencies is far less even. Double 1 or double 6 are much less common than totals of 6, 7 or 8. Click Generate Numbers several times to see if that seems to be generally true. You can hide the sample to see just the probability distribution for this situation. Finally, from the distribution choice box, select free choice. We're going to think about the five dice context. The probability distribution will be the likelihood of seeing no sixes, 1/6, 2, 3, 4, up to all 5 sixes. That's 6 different outcomes to the question, how many sixes from the 5 rolled dice. If you know enough probability to calculate that, you should find that there's about a 40% chance of no sixes and the same chance of getting 1 6 only. A little over 15% for 2 sixes and only 3% chance of 3 sixes. The chance of seeing 4 sixes is less than 1%. And all 5 dice show a 6, around 1 in every 10,000 goes. That ratio of expected frequencies is close to 8, 8, 3, 1, nothing, nothing. Let's enter that as a distribution. At the top right corner is a pair of left and right dark blue arrows. Click the left until the distribution has only 6 columns. Another pair of dark blue arrows on the left lets you set the values to be 0 to 5 rather than 1 to 6. Now define the distribution required. By clicks on the large dark blue up arrows. 8 clicks for the first column, 8 also for the second. The third column gets 3 clicks and the fourth only 1. Columns 5 and 6 are both 0. Hide sample will let you check the distribution, and generate numbers will provide a fresh sample of 100 trials. Get familiar with this environment. Investigate the other distributions in the distribution choice box. Notice the one called normal. Do you think the results from the 10 centimeter estimates might be distributed a bit like that? Don't rush on, but when you have become confident with taking samples from a probability distribution, why not try the problem called data matching?